It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
It's a pleasure to welcome Unit 10 Superintendent Jakey Walker to the program. Thanks for being with us.
It's always great to be here at Waco.
Well, you've had about 3 months of school under your belt. How have things gone so far in these first few months?
You know, we've had a really good start to the school year, and I just want to give some updates of what's going on across the district right now. And I would like to start with our Red Hill Junior Senior High School, with just a few things that we have going on in October and into November. On October 26th, Mr. Givens is our Junior Senior High School Guidance Counselor. He hosted our first college fair for our juniors and seniors. We had 14 college and universities invited to come to the college fair, which we located in our South Gymnasium. And the juniors and seniors came in during different periods during the day, and the students then were able to talk to college representatives about their future plans, financial aid, application processes, and the FAFSA. Mr. Givens also had the students fill out their top three colleges they were interested in and the top three majors they were looking to go into. This helped the students pinpoint which colleges to focus on for those specific programs, and it'll really help this second semester for them filling out scholarships so they can get to the right college they're looking for.
That's extremely important with regard to students continuing their careers, to get those people in there and familiarize themselves with different colleges.
Yes, that is very important, and especially for our juniors and seniors, because a lot of them are still undecided on what they even want to go into, and this opens up a whole new avenue of job opportunities they may not even realize by talking with the college recruiters.
Let's talk a little bit about your buildings, how things held up so far.
Buildings are going well. One thing we'll be looking at doing is opening bids for our big gymnasium at the high school. We are going to be tuck pointing it. It's been several years since those bricks have been tuck pointed, so that's one thing that we'll be working on in the future. We are getting new bleachers for the Sumner Attendance Center. It still has the original bleachers in it. And that will be in February, time they're built, and then the basketball season ends, and we take the old out and put the new in. So that's looking good there. We are focusing a little bit of information on always helping students that feel like they may be bullied and why they matter. And our guidance counselor has started a program of Why You Matter at our Red Hill Junior Senior High School. And the students there took a picture holding a dry erase board, and they stated why they believe they matter. And he said the kids really enjoyed this, and it really gets them thinking about what are their strengths and what do they do for themselves and the school. And this is being tied in with a bullying prevention and guest speaker that was actually coming on November 2nd during one of our assemblies. And once he gets all the pictures printed out for each student, they'll be hung in the hallways across the junior-senior high school.
That's a serious problem in schools, isn't it? Bullying?
Bullying is the key buzzword that you hear a lot in schools, and our key focus is always finding the positive in students and helping them work together.
What else is going on in the district?
Well, our Red Hill the High School Social Studies Department received a grant, and it will help pay for students to attend the play Hamilton at the Private Bank Theater in Chicago on December 13th. Now, along with this, the students also have a thematic unit that will be taught across the classrooms in civics, and it'll be focusing on the Founding Fathers. And the students will have hands-on activities that they will do, and they'll actually have a chance to present those in the theater before the play. Along with that, they'll have an opportunity to talk with the cast members from the play. And through this activity, students are gaining a greater insight into how history is remembered. So we're very fortunate to be able to be part of this program this year also. And we even have an opportunity this year. New Hope Christian Church is providing volunteers to help tutor our students at the junior senior high after school, which is all volunteer. And it's great that they're willing to come back and help out our students.
That's always important to get the community involved with the kids and kids involved with the community.
That's correct. And the junior senior high school music department had 12 students on Columbus Day go to Effingham to audition for the District Music Festival, and that's at Eastern Illinois University. And we had several of our students selected. Maya Moore was selected to be in the vocal jazz choir. Camilla Helderman, Maya Moore, and Ross Wells were selected for the high school choir. Aiden Potts was selected for the junior high band. And Lainey Chasm, Maddie Loudermilk, Malena Loudermilk, Malena Moore, and Maggie Payne were selected for the junior high choir. And the festival takes place in November, of course, at Eastern Illinois University. And then both the bands have been marched in the Oblong Spooktacular Parade, along with, you'll see them pumping up the fans at our home football games.
Yeah, it's always good. Those kids don't get a lot of recognition every once in a while, but they work just as hard as athletic teams. They practice long hours and put in long days.
They do, and it's great when we can take time to recognize them for the accomplishments they make. And, of course, for the high school, one thing I don't want to leave out is sports. And the Red Hill High School football season has continued into playoffs. And this is always a very exciting time for our community. And it's great to see all the signs and banners supporting our players throughout the community. And we know the boys' heart and grit is shown on our fields every day and every game. The amount of community support, though, I have to say, has been phenomenal, and we just love it. And the junior high girls softball team also had a great season. They ended this fall. And the Lawrence County Co-op cross country team made it to sectionals for both the girls and boys, so we're very excited about that. With the Red Hill students, Max Smeagol having a best finish on the boys team, and Katie Moore setting a team record at sectionals. Now, of course, as you know, the entire boys cross country team has made it to state, and Katie Moore has made it to state as an individual. So shortly, we'll be moving on to all the winter sports, and we encourage the public to come out and show their Saluki pride.
Yeah, the winter sports will be here before you know it.
It is. We just roll from one season to the next. Now, at our Bridgeport Great School, the librarian is gearing up and helping get ready for Veterans Day. And so she starts some units and stories about animals that aided our troops during wars. So some of those examples are Sergeant Reckless, a horse that aided in the Vietnam conflict, and Sergeant Stubby, a dog that aided in our military troops during World War I. And these activities accumulate with the various grade levels as the students learn about why we celebrate Veterans Day, with the second grade students having their annual Veterans Day program on November the 10th at 2 o'clock p.m. So, of course, we invite all our veterans to attend that program. It's great. And I can't forget to thank all the community that has helped Bridgeport Grade School for purchasing Monocle's Pizza through their fundraiser. The students got to sell over 1,800 pizzas, with funding raised to help buy items for the classroom and help with field trips. And the students, the top-selling classroom teachers, will receive a pie in the face from the students. So that's always exciting. And then the students at BGS will start collecting their goal of 4,000 canned goods to donate to local church and food pantries around Thanksgiving time.
Speaking of grants, I know at your last board meeting I attended, the foundation came up with some grants, over $4,000 in grants. The foundation, how does that work in tandem with your administration and the school?
The foundation is composed of a board member and the superintendent, and then it has a representative from the teacher organization, paraprofessionals, and community. So basically they work together and decide what kind of opportunities they can help provide the district above and beyond. And then this year they're working on getting grants from teachers to see what is needed in the classroom for above and beyond, and then trying to fulfill those needs. And so it's greatly appreciated the funds they raise and what they do for our staff and students.
That was formed as a way to try to help out when you were undergoing difficult financial times.
It was formed when the state had continued to prorate state aid, and we needed an extra boost to help out, and they have helped fulfill that need. It's greatly appreciated.
Speaking of state funding, how have things gone here? I mean, we're a few months into the school year. Are you back close to getting back on track with regard to your payments?
The state has caught up our mandated categorical payments from last year, finally, which is great news, including the Preschool for All grant. Now we're a wait and see to see if they'll start paying this year's mandated categorical payments. And we'll hopefully know in December what the new funding formula will fall out for the district, how much of an increase that will be. But the state's still trying to calculate all the numbers and make sure they get it right the first time.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, thanks for being with us. I know that you're doing a lot over there, and you've got to be proud of your staff and your students and your kids. And it sounds like things are going well for Unit 10 here in the first few months, and much success in the future.
Thank you very much.